أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة، والزانية لا ينكحها إلا زان أو مشرك، وحرم ذلك على المؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 3 of Surah An-Nur. After Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaking about the Hajj, the penalty, the penal law that will be meted out to those that commit zina, whether it is the adulterer, the adulteress, married, not married, all of that has been discussed. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, الزاني لا ينكح إلا زانية أو مشركة. An adulterer, a man that commits adultery, will not marry but a woman that commits adultery, or he will marry a mushrika, a woman who is a polytheist, one that ascribes partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Similarly, Allah ta'ala says, وَالزَّانِيَةُ, and a woman that commits adultery, لَا يَنْكِحُهَا, none will marry her, إِلَّا زَانٍ, except a man that commits adultery, or mushrik, or a mushrik, a polytheist male. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not speaking about a law. If it was a law, then this is what would have happened, that a man is chaste, he had never committed zina in his life, and he marries a woman not knowing her condition, or even if he knows, and she turns out to be an adulteress, then that would have been that nikah would have been null and void. So this is not a shari'i law that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about. This is normal inclination, that when a person commits zina, then what happens is all other scruples of life also begins to diminish. All other goals and objectives also begin to diminish. In the normal sense, in the usual sense, when a believer has now decided to make nikah, is a person that does not follow his carnal desires, his passions, rather he follows his intellect, he follows the spirituality, the ruhaniyat that Allah Ta'ala had blessed him with. What would he desire? He would desire a woman that is also pious, a woman that is chaste. Over and above that, if he has some foresight, he will want children that are also pious, children that grow up in an Islamic environment. So he's obviously going to look for that woman that will be able to bring about a home, to create a home in which those children have this Islamic upbringing. So hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that either the male or the female, whoever is the adulterer, they do not look at all of that. What they want is to fulfill their own desires, their own passions, and now they will not look at the situation beyond all of that, and hence the natural inclination will be that male will marry a woman who is unchaste, that woman will marry a man that is unchaste, and they will even go beyond the boundaries of Islam, and that is they would even marry a mushrik, a person that ascribe partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, or a mushrika, a female that ascribes partners to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَحُذِّمَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that is haram upon the believers. What is haram? The act of zina. That is haram for a person to become a zani, a person to become an adulterer, or a female to become an adulteress. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is to say, وَحُرِّمَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, actually refers to the marriage of a believing male to a woman that commits shirk, or a woman in Islam marries a man that commits shirk, that is equally haram. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions the normal. So the important aspect is that our deen will always come first in whatever our obligations are. We need to look at our deen, we need to look at our home environment, And in that way, young people should make their decisions in so far as marriage is concerned. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.